Opposition protests continue several nights a week in front of the presidential palace. But during the day, when the street is quieter, anyone passing by can stop at the Museum of the Egyptian Revolution, a roofless collection of wooden frames draped with plastic-covered photos and written memories.
We'll go inside to see the wall of revolution.
Wael Abu El-El is one of the museum's founders.
If we'll see from here, it's the first day, all the cars and the police, when he attacked the people. And after that, the Battle of Camel.
He's proud of the collection and says it serves an important purpose for Egyptians who come by to see it.
It's the Facebook and Twitter for everybody, because about 18% of Egyptian people, they haven't account on Facebook and Twitter. And they didn't have a connection with the young people who make the revolution. And they didn't think about how they feel. Anyone want to write anything, he go inside, he say what he want, and we'll put it in the paper. And if he want to put it in the wall, we will put it for him. The day after, he come with family, and the family write also. It's the same way of the Facebook and Twitter.
For Abu El-El, the most emotional item in the museum is one of the newest. It's a poster showing his friend and fellow activist Al-Husseini Abu Dayf, who was killed just a few days earlier in a clash with supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood during a protest over the new draft constitution.
He's like our brother, he died. They choose the bitter in the revolution and shut them. And we say to Husseini, we'll complete the road until we get you right or we die with you.
For liberal activists like Wael Abu El-El, the revolution is not over and the museum's collection will continue to grow. It can be a cathartic experience for visitors and a chance to share memories and emotions of a momentous period in Egypt's long history. Al Pessin, VOA News, Cairo.